Before we do, I want to get some on the record. So it is 6:06 PM. It is September 15th, 2021. This is a recorded public hearing held by the Washington State Board of Registration for Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors, which I will refer to during this hearing as the board. My name is Ken Fuller, and I am the director of the board and presiding officer over this hearing. This hearing is being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regards to the board's proposed rule changes to the Washington Administrative Code, or WAC, sections 196.09, Board Practices and Procedures, WAC 196.12, Registered Professional Engineers, and WAC 196-20, Fundamentals of Engineering Exams, Engineering and Engineers in Training. This is a virtual public hearing being held via phone without a physical space. Board members, staff, and public attendees are all participating remotely. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice numbers WSR 21-16-027, 196.09, WSR 21-16-028 for WAC 196.12, and WSR 21-16-029 for WAC 196.20. Filed with the Code Revisor's Office on July 26, 2021, and posting notice of the hearing and attendance instructions on the board's website. The proposed rules are available on the website. Go to the board's website, which you can find by typing in www.brpels.wa.gov and look for the rulemaking activity tab located on the homepage. These rule changes are proposed pursuant to provisions of RCW 1843.035 and RCW 34.05.020. The board is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means, therefore recording this hearing via audio through WebEx. Representatives of the Board of Registration for Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors are present today, and I'll let them introduce themselves at this time with their name and title. So go ahead.
My name is Rich Larson. I'm Deputy Director, Board of Registration.
Shannon Gillespie, Rules Coordinator. Elizabeth's up you now.
Okay. Elizabeth Lagerberg, Assistant Attorney General, representing the board.
Vonna.
Vonna Kramer, licensing supervisor, I guess, representing the board.
Jill Short, investigation and compliance manager, representing the board.
And Carmina Moretti, the executive assistant for the board.
So thank you. Did we miss anybody? All right. So the board encourages anyone attending this hearing to ask questions and provide their comments today. We're encouraging you to speak directly about the rules that we're talking about, the WACs we're talking about today, and not to speak about other things other than what's related to your comments about the WACs. So if you do not wish to speak tonight, you may also submit written comments to the board at shannon.gillespie@brpels.wa.gov. All written comments must be received by the board within 1 week, so on September 23rd, 2021. So depending on the complexity of the comments and questions, it is unlikely that the board will respond to your questions or comments tonight. Instead, the board is gathering all the questions and comments, both oral and written, for comprehensive review, and based upon that review, the board will consider whether these proposed rules should be revised. Should the board decide not to make any substantive changes to the proposed rules, the board will provide written response to all of your comments and questions in a single written document called a concise explanatory statement. This will enable you to see all of the comments and questions and their responses in one location. The concise explanatory statement will be posted on the board's website, filed together with the CR 103 at the Code Revisor's Office, and will be provided to anyone who makes a comment today or during the comment period. So, as everybody signed into the meeting who would like to provide public comments, Shannon, did we get everybody signed in? Anybody that's now come on board that we didn't sign in?
I haven't seen anybody else come to the meeting. I think we have everyone.
Okay. All right. So we will take comments on the proposed language for 19609 first. When all individuals have provided comments, we'll begin taking comments on proposed language for 19612, followed by 19620. So if there are any attendees wishing to make comments on WAC 19609. So, yes. And I think I'm, yep. Am I supposed to read this next section, Shannon? I'm sorry, or just wait?
Read it and then I'll call on them.
Okay, at this time, we will call on those who signed up to speak regarding proposed changes to WAC Chapter 19609. You'd be called on to speak in order which you have signed in to assist in preparing the record of this public hearing and so that we can provide you with responses to your questions or comments. Individuals testifying today should state your name, provide contact information, and state who you represent if you're testing on behalf of others, and to make sure each person wanting to make comments has time to speak, please keep your testimony to approximately 5 minutes or less. Please note we collect contact information so we can provide copies of the concise explanatory statement to you. If you do not want to receive response, you are not required to provide your contact information. The concise explanatory statement will be available on the board's website. Shannon.
Okay, so Richard Potter, would you please state your name, a contact or mailing address if you wish to receive a response, which since you've sent in a written response, I've already have that. And we already have who you are representing. So I think Richard and John were going to testify together. Or John was going to start first.
So am I up, Richard?
You're up. John and Richard Potter are up.
Oh, good evening to the board. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you tonight. By the way, I have noticed just in the short time we've been on here, my screen and the audio have frozen up at least 3 times. So if I cut out on you, you miss something, please let me know. So far it's gone on to work again. I haven't been bounced off, but well, who knows? And Shanna, you've got my contact information, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I want to call your attention to RCW 42.56.070(5). This is a provision in the Public Records Act. And that particular statute deals with final orders, which are defined in the APA, interpretive statements, declaratory orders, and policy statements, which are also defined in the APA. The statute requires, and I quote, a system of indexing for the identification and location of, and I'll say those records. The statute uses the word shall, meaning it's mandatory. The statute doesn't require, but what would be very helpful is providing this index online with links to the orders and statements identified in the index. And although this is found in the Public Records Act, there is another statute I'd call to your attention. It's very similar, and that's in the Administrative Procedure Act, RCW 34.05.220(2). Here's our real interest in this. How does a layperson or a lawyer who doesn't usually practice in your subject area find final decisions that may affect a party's case? Final decision being, it could be an initial order issued by OAH if you have OAH to run your hearings, with a final order being issued by you, or if you yourself conduct your own hearings. Decisions from the courts of appeal or the Supreme Court are pretty easy to find. They're published Even the so-called unpublished decisions, although there are reasons why you can't cite those. But how do you find the important decisions that the board issues that could affect their case? And that's what this statute does, 4256070. This also helps you, the board, because 4256070 sub 6, the next section, says a public record may be relied upon. I'll just omit some words. Well, I'll say the whole thing. May be relied upon, used, or cited as precedent by an agency against a party other than an agency, and it may be invoked by the agency for any other purpose only if, then there's two subsections, it has been indexed in an index available to the public, or parties affected have timely notice, actual or constructive, of the terms. In our written comments, we included some citations to articles that we've published in the administrative law section newsletter. We urge the board to examine this statute and make a rule in accordance with the statute. And since this proposed rule deals with the board's public records and some other matters, this time would be appropriate. So, I have nothing else to add to it. Thank you very much. I don't know if you want to ask any questions. I'm available. Richard is available if you do. Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Lagerberg, Assistant Attorney General. And I haven't seen your written comments. Are they pretty much in line with what you've said here tonight?
Yes, Ms. Lagerberg, they are.
Good, thank you.
And if you or anyone else have any questions, both Richard's contact information, maybe a fuller contact, and mine are available on the WSBA website under the Lawyer Index, I think it's called. It's on the homepage.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Richard, do you have anything to add?
Nope. I think John covered our main points. And okay. Hope you've had time to read our written comments.
Yes. Okay, then I guess we'll move on to Ken Reedy. State your name, a contact email or mailing address if you wish to receive a response, and who you represent. And you've already stated who you represent.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks to the board for affording a citizen an opportunity to speak to you this evening. I greatly appreciate that. My comments are more general in nature, and I'm not going to refer specifically to any RCWs or anything. I'm just going to make general comments and share an experience that I had in the past with you. I did send in my comments in writing earlier today. So Shannon, I believe you have my contact information, and
yes,
if the board wants to contact me for any follow-up or send me any information, that would be great. So thank you for that. I am a citizen of Edmonds. Back in 2009, I initiated a complaint against a surveyor. Exactly 12 years ago today, September 15th, 2009, I was notified by investigator John Patanen that a formal investigation of the matter was warranted and that the assigned case number was number 09-07-0007. On September 29th, 2009, I presented 15 investigation items to a 3-person panel in Olympia. My presentation lasted roughly 2 hours. Nearly 5 months later, I received a letter dated February 18th, 2008, From Robert F. Fuller, Deputy Executive Director for the State of Washington Board of Registration for Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors. Mr. Fuller's letter concerned the disposition of an investigation that Mr. Fuller referenced as number 09100005. That was not my case number, and it was 2010, not 2008. Mr. Fuller's letter said the board case manager recommended the investigation be closed with no further action. This was because the surveyor could not be expected to believe that there might be an encroachment along the line in question because the entire line abutted an unbuilt public alley. The case manager felt that the surveyor did not violate any state laws or rules as they pertain to land surveying to the extent that disciplinary action would be warranted. On December 28, 1998, the same surveyor had prepared a plat of survey for Holy Rosary Parish starting less than 50 feet away from my property. This plat of survey was performed next to the very same unbuilt public alley. The plat of survey disclosed numerous encroachments through the 7.5-foot wide unbuilt public alley onto Holy Rosary's private property. This survey is recorded as Snohomish County AFN 99011-95001. Following is a direct quote from one of the state's decision documents. The preliminary plat map did violate city standards, but did not violate any state statutes. City of Edmonds staff has represented to Edmonds citizens that surveyors are licensed by the state and required to be bonded. Their license to work as a surveyor is in jeopardy if they do not perform accurate work. I wonder if Edmonds city staff still believes this. My request is please make sure that cities in Washington state fully understand the state's regulatory responsibilities related to local surveying laws, requirements, and standards. Do cities need to license?
I'm sorry. The hearing we have here today in Belize, I will give you a call and discuss this openly, but the hearing we have today is really related to these three WACs. And if you have specific comments and proposed information about these three WACs, please comment on the WACs. The hearing today is not intended to be a time for this discussion about past issues. If they're related to the WAC, let's discuss them, make your comments directly about the WAC. I will call you tomorrow and we'll discuss the other issues if you don't mind.
Okay, well, the email I got announcing this meeting said that it dealt with complaint processes. That's why I called in. I'm on your email list. I got an email saying that this meeting was taking place and it was to discuss this process. So I'm making very short general comments and I'm almost done.
Okay.
I think it's fine. Yeah. And I think it's fine. Okay. If you could try to kind of just relate it to, you know, the complaint process. Have you looked at the complaint process that we have proposed in these rules?
I haven't looked at the new, if there's a new complaint process, I have not looked at a new complaint process, no.
I think it's it might be worth looking at. You might find that it satisfies some of your concerns, I'm not sure.
Okay. Can I conclude then? I'm just about done.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So please make sure cities in Washington state fully understand the state's regulatory responsibilities related to local surveying laws, requirements, and standards. Do cities need to license and regulate surveyors at a city level? Regulation is critical due to the Land Use Petition Act. I believe neighbors to development projects only have 21 days to appeal when land use approvals involve inaccurate or incomplete surveys. Regarding complaint processing, please make sure the state's rules allow the complainant to be heard more than just at the very start of the investigation. I don't see how it is fair to close an investigation without the complainant being allowed an opportunity to participate in the process after the initial complaint is made. Thank you for listening to my comments. I'm happy to provide more details about my experience and or provide more input and suggestions. I'm also happy to return to Olympia and present my 15 investigation items as a case study. I don't want to subject the respondent to another investigation. I simply think much can be learned by studying how my complaint was handled. Thank you.
Thank you.
And B, Sasan and Finnis, you neither one of you still don't want to testify or make comment? Correct.
All right. Is there anyone else in attendance who wishes to provide comments on the proposed changes to WAC Chapter 19609? So thank you for your comments on WAC Chapter 19609. So at this time, we'll call on those who signed to speak regarding proposed changes to WAC Chapter 19612. As a reminder, please, once you're finished speaking, to go back in onto mute and keep your testimony to 5 minutes or less. And you're not required to provide your contact information unless you want a written response to your comment or question.
And Mr. Fuller, I don't have anyone signed up to comment on WAC 19612.
Okay. Is there anyone in attendance who wishes to provide comments on proposed changes to WAC Chapter 19612? Okay. So I'm not hearing any, but we do have the record still open until I think 1 week from today. So provide your comments. And so WAC Chapter 19620, at this time, we'll call on those who signed up to speak regarding proposed changes to WAC Chapter 19620. So again, keep on mute when you're done, keep your testimony to 5 minutes or less, and then you do not have to provide your contact information unless you want written response to your comments.
At this time, I have no one who requested to testify regarding WAC 19620.
Right. Is there anyone in attendance who wishes to provide comments on proposed changes to WAC Chapter 19620? Okay. Hearing none, thank you for your comments. And at this time, I would ask whether anyone wishes to make further comments on the rules that we've just spoke about. And seeing everybody's head shaking no, if you're on video, please speak up if you do. Okay. As stated earlier, you may also submit written comments to the board at Shannon, Shannon.Gillespie, at Borpels, BRPELS.WA.gov, up to September 23rd, 2021. If you need to repeat that, I certainly will. The board will consider all of your comments and questions and determine whether revisions to the proposed rules are needed. If no substantial changes are made, the board will prepare a concise explanatory statement for each rule filing summarizing all matters presented today, including all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules, and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral written comments and provided contact information. It is now 6:30 p.m. and this hearing is adjourned. So thank you. Yes, Mr. Gray, you're on mute. You're still on mute. There you go.
There we go. I hate it when I do that. What was the cutoff date for the closing of the record again, please?
It is September 23rd, 2021. I would imagine, unless I'm incorrect, that would be 5:00 p.m.
I don't really think we would be supplementing with anything, but I thought I better write it down just to be safe. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, I think we should probably should let you know too, we're expecting to take action on this rule filing at the next board meeting in October on the 21st. So the concise explanatory statement and CR 103 will be, there will be action taken at the board meeting on the 21st of October regarding.
Yes, if no substantial changes are made.
Correct. Correct. That's all I had to say, Ken.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for showing up. And Ken, if you'd like for me to call tomorrow, I certainly will, or respond to get more information if you'd still like that. I see your head shaking yes, so I'll give you a call tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
Thank